I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The Emmy Awards nominations were announced this morning. HBO came out on top with 93 nominations. TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is here to talk with us about the nominees. So who are the big ones? Who are the big winners?
Well, here's a shocker. Desperate Housewives, which has really been the show of the moment, got about 15 nominations. Three of its actresses were nominated in the Best Comedy category.
Yes, Gabrielle Solis knew without a doubt she didn't want to be a mother. But what she couldn't know was just how much her husband wanted to be a father. Or that he'd been tampering with her birth control for months.
And HBO, of course, with 93, two of their movies, The Life and Death of Peter Sellers and Warm Springs, got 16 each. That actually was the top figure. Everybody Loves Raymond in its last year, 13, and the ABC drama Lost, 12. So, yeah, those are the ones that we're probably going to see get the most awards.
So with HBO, are we talking the usual suspects, the Sopranos?
Not really. Actually, Sopranos and Curb Your Enthusiasm did not make the cut this year because they haven't been on for at least a year. I mean, it's interesting to note HBO did get the most, but not anywhere near what they usually did. They got about 25% less nominations than last year. I think that's also a function of the fact that besides they didn't have any big extravaganzas like Angels in America, which was the big winner last year, some of their series just aren't as acclaimed as, you know, Sex and the City used to be. 6 Feet Under, Entourage, these shows only picked up a handful of nominations.
And what are some other surprises this year?
Well, the NBC sitcom Will and Grace got 15 nominations. That tied Desperate Housewives. And if you've seen Will and Grace lately, you know it's been running on creative fumes. It's probably going into its last year. That struck me as a bit much. The highest rated comedy on the air, Two and a Half Men, which is on CBS, did not get nominated. That's a big surprise. CSI, which is the highest rated drama on the air, even higher than Desperate Housewives in some categories, did not get nominated. Allison Janney, she won Best Actress in a Drama last year. She didn't get nominated. It was also very surprising to see FX, which has some really good shows like Nip Tuck, Rescue Me, get shut out of some of the major categories. So, yeah, there were definitely some surprises this year, too.
And what are your predictions for the winners?
Tough ones. Well, you know, let's start with the easy one. Desperate Housewives will win in a cakewalk in the comedy category. But drama is a lot tougher. You've got good shows like Deadwood, Lost, 6 Feet Under, 24, West Wing. You know, I love Lost. That's my personal favorite. But I'm going to go with 24. I think that show was really acknowledged as having come into its own this year.
What the hell's going on here? You've got a key witness and a missing warhead. We should be pressing this guy with everything we've got.
Judge Norton won't budge. If we want to appeal, we have to wait till 7 a.m. Take it to an appellate judge.
Does he know what the stakes are?
He does, but his feeling is Prado's got no record. He shouldn't be treated like a terrorist.
What about the fact that he was caught meeting with a known terrorist in the middle of the night on a pier?
Circumstantial.
So I think Fox will walk away with a big one. And let's not forget, reality has its own category. It actually has two of them. Amazing Race has won the past 2 years. It'll be interesting if it could win a third time, but Survivor, The Apprentice, those are some pretty strong candidates as well.
Nanny, 911.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Andrew Wallenstein is a TV critic who writes for The Hollywood Reporter, and thanks for coming in.
No problem.